Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
It's Denise O'Donoghue, writer of the Life Hacks column in the Irish Examiner. Good afternoon to you in the Cork studio.
Hi, how are you?
So Denise, you are the Hacks Hack and today you've got some summer hacks for us. So first one. A lot of people finding it hard to sleep with the heat right now, particularly, I would say, a lot of hot pillow syndrome around the country. You have the answer to it?
Absolutely. There's nothing worse when you want that cool pillow, but flipping it never does the trick. So some people absolutely swear by freezing their full-on pillow, which is a step too far for me. I think freeze your pillowcase and then you can pop it on when you're going to bed.
Okay.
It's lovely and cool.
Okay, so you don't need room for a full pillow in the freezer drawer.
No, I don't have room for one. I don't know about anyone else. But yeah, the pillowcase, much smaller, much handier. And then you can always pop a second one in there. So if you wake in the night sweating a little bit and you've warmed up the pillow kind of and there's no going back, you can pop downstairs, swap it around. And
How long will the benefit of the frozen pillowcase last?
A good while. It probably depends now on how hot the room is and how hot you are, but definitely it'll help you get to sleep.
You get more than the 30 seconds you get out of flipping a pillow anyway, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then to make the house cooler in general, you have two interesting hacks here that I've never heard of before. So the bed sheet.
Yeah, the bed sheet. It's actually one that if you look up the ancient Romans and the ancient Greeks, they used to do this kind of thing as well. So if you open your window and hang a bed sheet over it and then just spritz it with water, the cool air kind of, or the cool water hits the hot air and it's called evaporative cooling. So that colder water will mix with the hot air, cool down the general room temperature, and it's much more comfortable to walk around in. So it's a good one if you don't quite have, you know, a fan or you just want something to try and get rid of that dead heat.
Okay, and if you do have a fan, you have a way to super turbocharge the fan as well.
Yeah, and it's very simple. You just put a bowl full of ice in front of it and then that cools down the air right in front of the fan. The fan pushes it around the room and it's great, especially if you're sitting in one spot all day, like if you're working from home. It's a great combo to have.
Excellent. Okay, you have two hacks for the quick cooling of drinks because we always forget until too late to put the drinks into, say, the freezer for a while, or else you put the drinks in the freezer for a while and forget to come back to them and they've cracked open or whatever.
Yeah, you might want to set a timer for that one, I think.
Look, you just spew out hacks without even meaning to.
I know, it's an accident. So the first one is if you put that bottle or can or whatever it is right into salted iced water. So the salt will make the ice break down quicker. So it just makes the bottle colder much faster. So honestly, just a few minutes, like as little as 2 minutes, and you can have a much colder drink. It's great. And then the other one, and this is your one with the freezer, but if you wrap it with some tissue that you've already soaked in cold water and then pop that into the freezer, 15 minutes, so that's your timer, take it out, unwrap the tissue, and again, you have a perfectly chilled drink that you can enjoy in the heat.
Yeah, and also, don't forget, put glasses in the freezer as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so moving on from drink, food then. Do some foods go off quicker in the heat?
They do. A lot of them can spoil really quickly. And obviously you don't want that after you've spent your hard-earned money on them, or even worse, make yourself sick. So there's a few things that you wouldn't think of, but you could actually just move them to the fridge when the temperature gets really high. So say last week when it was kind of pushing 30 degrees, that would have been the perfect time. So there's a few that you should definitely move. Bread is one of them. You know, you'd be surprised.
Really?
It'll go mouldy much faster in the heat. So if you move it into the fridge, it'll keep that little bit longer. But then the downside is it can go stale a little bit faster in the fridge. But personally, I'd rather have a slice of stale bread than a slice of mouldy bread.
Yeah.
I can just toast the stale bread and you'd never notice it.
Yeah. Okay. What else should we be moving into the fridge at the moment?
The one that surprised me, it's peanut butter, because I thought that was fairly indestructible, but it can actually go rancid in very high temperature. So if you're worried about it, pop it into the fridge. You probably will have to let it come back to room temperature before you use it. I imagine it's probably like chipping away at a stone when it's been cooled down, but that's one that you can pop in. And then chocolate obviously will melt in the heat. So that's another one, move from the cupboard into the fridge.
Yeah, and it melts and kind of reconstitutes then as a separated kind of thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just looks off-putting when it gets that kind of white cast on it.
Come here, what about fruit? People are mixed on this.
Yeah, some of them will definitely go off faster. So berries will ripen faster in the heat. The same with any stone fruits. So something like a peach or a nectarine, if you have any of those straight into the fridge, they'll keep them for a little bit faster. With the berries, I actually like putting them into an old jam jar and tightening it. And I find they last much longer anyway in that. It kind of keeps the air from speeding up that spoiling.
And come here, you know, we don't do this, but you are supposed to put, like, once you open ketchup or mayo or anything like that, you should put them in the fridge then, yeah?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many, if you read the small print on the label, say, as soon as they're open, put them into a fridge and consume within X amount of weeks or what have you. But even unopened, you know, if the heat's getting really high, you might want to think about putting them into the fridge as well, just to make sure that they're not going to go off before you even get to them.
Okay, so stains. You know, you put on sunscreen and then you can often get like kind of yellowy stains and dye onto your clothes. How do we remove that?
Yeah, I know with myself, I always find it around the collar and it just looks awful. So the second you notice it, if you sprinkle a good wallop of baking soda around wherever the stain is, and just let it sit for about 30 minutes. So it can, that will absorb the oils, it'll break down the stain. Then after that time, you'll brush it off. And then mix in a little bit of your dish soap, your washing up liquid, into the stain as well, and just work it in with your fingers, so it soaks into the fabric. And once that's in, wash it as normal. You can use whatever your normal temperature is for washing. And when that's out, double check it just to make sure that the stain is gone. You might need to repeat it maybe another time if it's a particularly lingering one. And then once you're happy with it, that you think the stain is gone, dry it as normal. I'd recommend air drying just because if there is still a little bit of a stain there, sometimes the heat from a dryer can kind of set that in. So it'll be fairly impossible to get rid of after that.
What about sweat stains?
Yeah, again, another fairly common problem, and they've ruined a lot of T-shirts, but baby powder. So if you put that anywhere, say flip the T-shirts inside out and put it along, say, the underarms, around the collar, anywhere you think you'll be sweating through, and then iron it in. So that'll kind of seal it in and it'll create a barrier, and that'll keep it from going bad, basically, with the stains.
Okay, and you're using baby powder as well at the beach for sand removal.
Honestly, this is a game changer. It's great.
Yeah?
So anytime you go to the beach, obviously you're probably dipping the toes in the water and then you're coming out covered in sand, and it seems like you're never getting rid of it. It's everywhere all the time. But baby powder, if you pop that on after your skin is dried where the sand is sticking, it'll just wipe it off when you wipe over the... So pop the baby powder on your skin, wipe it away, and the sand just falls off. It's great. Honestly, your car will be thanking you on the drive home that you don't have to... hoover it constantly to get rid of the sand.
Amazing. Okay. One last baby powder one. You're using baby powder in the bedroom too?
Yeah. And this is, again, going back to those hot nights when you can't sleep. And if you tend to sweat at night, just sprinkle about 2 teaspoons of powder on the bed sheets. It will keep any excess moisture from soaking into your sheets. So it is a much more comfortable sleep, drier sheets and a good night's sleep, hopefully.
Okay, now we could talk about jellyfish for 10 minutes, but we have about 30 seconds left. But you have one key message you want to give people, which is what not to do when you're stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah, don't pee on a jellyfish. It's not right.
Really?
Yeah, you think you should because I think everyone says it, but it actually can aggravate the sting because they leave behind little stingers on the skin and urine can kind of kick into it and it just makes the sting worse. So what you should actually do is rinse it with seawater. That'll neutralise any of the stingers in there and hopefully help bring that pain down fairly quickly.
Denise O'Donoghue, thank you very much. And you can read more of Denise's life hacks in the Irish Examiner. Thanks, Denise.